closer.
Hi, everybody. It's the Pre-Accident Podcast Safety Moment. So here's a good one for you to use. When you go out on the floor and lead a pre-job brief or do safety moments or do an OE moment for your workers, try this one. It's really simple. Don't overuse it because I think it has a real high risk of overuse. But it's a pretty meaningful conversation to have. Get the group together. Grab some 3x5 cards and some pencils or pens, something to write with. Pass those cards out and say, don't overthink this. Don't process it too long. But predict for me the next place an accident will happen, here in the shop, or in the field, or on the plant floor, or in the work area. And give them a few moments, have them fill that out, and then pick the cards up and bend them. Just bend them right in front of you. Right in front of the workers, right in your mind. I mean, don't overdo any of this. What happens very quickly, and you'll see this, is that your workers have the ability to understand and identify the places where accidents are most likely to happen, and they carry that information around in their head all the time. Now, once you identify that place, the next question you want to ask is, what are we going to do about it? You're using workers to problem identify, and you're also using workers to problem solve, and you're doing it in a split second, and it's even better if you take the next step from there and simply mitigate whatever hazard or dangerous area they see and just fix it. Just fix it. Don't overthink it. Just fix it. Remembering that micro-experimentation, little tiny attempts, try-storming for you lean thinkers, is a very good tool because it offers immediate feedback. What you're tapping into is the worker's profound knowledge of your system and a really strong ability for them to help you predict where to put your resources, your time, and your effort. It's simple, it's easy, and it has immediate feedback. But don't overthink it. If you make it hard or difficult, or if you make it formal, or if you require everyone to do it every 13 days, that's not going to be good. But if you use it as a tool, especially in those moments where you really don't know what's going to happen next, that tool becomes a phenomenal way to understand and identify error-likely conditions, those places in your systems that are prone to failure. Remember, we suck at predicting accidents. We're terrible at it, but we're really good at predicting the conditions that must exist in order for an accident to happen. Well, that's your safety moment for today. Take some time and think about it. Learn all the time. Keep having fun. And for goodness sakes, stay safe. Have fun. Talk to you later.